some shit.
I think it kind of is, sort of. I mean, not really, but...
But, like, fish live in there and shit? Like, imagine getting sushi from this guy.
Dude, that'd be sick.
That'd be sick, dude.
You know we'd fucking overfish that. We'd just be throwing nets into the sky.
Yeah!
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host of the most, Sam the Bomb. With me every week is Kimi no Nikwa.
You want something? We kept saying that before the podcast. Yeah.
You want something?
I was like, that's my pickup line.
Yeah, we're going to try it at the club later when we feel more safe to go to the club. Dude.
Oh, I feel safe. Spit down my throat.
Spit down my throat, dude.
What doesn't... You know what they say. What doesn't kill you makes you extremely weak.
That's true. I think they say that.
I saw that on a Norm MacDonald thing.
What the fuck? Dude, Danny's not here because... Okay, we're not doing...
Oh, yeah,
the,
Danny's not here. We could go crazy.
We're not doing the thing where we fire somebody every week like we talked about last week. We're just... She... Scheduling issues and she was exhausted this weekend. Yeah. So, but today, speaking of Kimi no Nikwa, we're going to be reviewing Makoto Shinkai's next film, Weathering With You. I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but we didn't give it the Anime Summit review treatment. Okay.
Yeah, we're a little late on this one, but yeah, better late than never, you know, whatever. Better I mean, it wasn't really in, like, theaters
in the U.S. I think it was super limited where we were.
It was, like, limited release, and then I think it came out in a wider... And then the pandemic happened. That kind of screwed everything up. So
yeah, the parallelogram happened.
Yeah, dude. The polyamory happened.
The polyamory happened. It did happen.
Pennsylvania happened. God dang it.
The Fandango happened. PH Fandango. Never mind. Dude, yeah. Makoto Shinkai. Machada Shikata. Weathering With You. Tenki no Ko. You know what? It's tough. I couldn't tell if I liked it better, but after a while, after sitting on it a little bit, me and Nick are going to break it down. We also got Danny's opinion on it, I think, somewhere. But yeah.
Let's just make up what we think Danny would say and then count that as her opinion.
God.
But you got to say it in her voice.
I can't. Her voice is like, she's got a high voice, man. She's got like a...
Okay. Just talk like Lois Griffin.
That's... She's gonna listen to this and slap. She's gonna slap you. That's fucking funny.
Oh,
dude.
PETA.
She doesn't even have that big of a Jersey accent.
No, I know.
We always just exaggerate that she does. But she does. She's okay. But in my defense, our defense, she does say coffee like coffee. She does still.
Oh, I thought she was exaggerating.
No,
I thought
she
that
does.
Was like fake.
It's weird because like she speaks like. Like, she doesn't have it a lot.
She speaks English.
When she, but when she says certain words, it sounds super Jersey. Like, when she says coffee, it's really funny.
Is it bag or bag? Bag or bag?
Is it big or big?
Who says, I don't even know who says bag.
Milk? Milk? Let me get a glass of mock.
You know, one thing I've noticed is, like, people with Southern accents, all of their vowels sound exactly the same. Like, the E's and the I's are indistinguishable. It would be, like, a perfect accent. It would be perfect if I could just freaking understand those vowels. Okay, sidebar. That's all I have to say.
Here's a Southern accent for you. Ready? You want something?
I don't even know what that is. That's, like, Appalachia. Like,
that's, like, super...
You're about to get, like, murdered.
Deep South creepy guy in a cabin in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, Appalachia, dude. Appalachia.
Appalachian?
Anyway.
Speaking of mountains, there's a lot of mountains in this movie, which we'll talk about in a second. Right in that before we take a small break right here. Right here. Boom. Nope, just kidding. Right here. Taking a break right here. Right here, I promise. Whoop, right
Zip.
There.
Zip. Recruiter.
Zip. Boom. Check that out. Okay, links. AnimeSummit.net, so you can find everything right there, where to listen, where to stream, where to subscribe on YouTube, join the Discord. more to follow on all social medias and such. And also, there's a link there for our Patreon, patreon.com/animesummit. Become a patron today, and Smokey will be your guard cat for, like, I don't know, a week or something. Which, like, it's, like, okay. Like, he normally
He'll guard you so good that your residence will be, freaking, like, I don't know. I was going to make a joke, but then I'm like, wait, current events? I can't make that joke. Never mind.
He's kind of ominous. He looks weird standing outside your house, but it'll be fine.
Well, you know, it's like that thought cat emoji, but with Smokey. No, it's like the nasty one. I'll post it some nasty one.
He's like one of those creepy guard people in front of your house that like strokes a knife against his beard. Like waiting. It's like waiting. He's just like, shh.
No, that's what he looks like. I just tagged you.
Let me see which one. What the fuck? Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's Smokey. Yeah. The fucking noodly fucking cat.
Yeah, come out!
Smokey, dude. Dude, speaking of Smokey, tomorrow, actually, from when this comes out, I'm doing another Gunpla stream, and I'm gonna build the XXXG010 Gundam Death Scythe from Gundam Wing, a high-grade 144 model Gunpla number 1239. I'm gonna build that shit again. But the cool thing about this stream is that I'm giving away two gift cards to Mecha Warehouse, which, if you remember, is the person I got to hang out with last week, Nick from Mecha Warehouse.
Not this Nick, a different Nick.
Yeah, it was funny because in that intro to that episode, I wasn't thinking about it. I was just like, fuck Danny and Nick. And I was like, wait a second, not this Nick. So then I had to like
the other Nick.
I had to like correct myself real quick and be like, not this Nick. This Nick is cool. The other one sucks. But no, like, yeah,
there that can was really, be only one.
That was really fun, and you know, I got a gift card for it, and then he was like, I'll throw another one in. So I got two of them. Two lucky people will get a $25 gift card to use at Mecha Warehouse. So if you want to get into Gunpla with me, or you're already into Gunpla, or whatever. There's also other things too. There's not just Gunpla. Like there's also, he's got some of the, what are they called? The things from 86. He's got some of those too.
Oh, the machines they have the Zoids or whatever
fucking
they are.
Spider thingies. Yeah.
Yeah. Spider tank. Oh, they're like tanks. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like spider tanks. Yeah. He's got some of those. He's got some Zoids. He's got some Dragon Ball Z ones. He's got Frame Arms girls. And then, of course, he has all the supplies, like nippers.
Great show. Underrated show. Frame Arms Girl.
It's a great show, man.
Mediocre, but I thought it was funny.
He just started getting those, like, a couple weeks ago, and they sell out pretty quick, I guess. So, yeah, you should come by. Hang out with me. We'll just hang out, have fun, talk, and then build Gunpla, and I'll give those away. So, yeah. Boom. Twitch.tv/AnimeSummit is where that will be. I'll make sure Nick tweets it out the day of and stuff. What have you. Listener question of the week, you fucker. So we didn't pick one from the Discord because I kind of felt like we went through most of them or a lot of them, and then a lot of them were like I feel like we've answered before. So I found this one online, and it's, who is your favorite anime couple from some bitch? I don't know who wrote that article, but that was one of the questions. Who is your favorite anime couple? I immediately go to like old shonen when I think of anime couples. I don't know why.
Well, let me answer your question with a Google of my own.
With a Google.
Best anime couples.
Best anime couples.
No, I already thought of it. The two from Steins Gate, Holo and Lawrence, Craft Lawrence. That's my pick because they have a lot. They got a lot of banter. A little bit. What do you call that? Tension in there,
from
but
Spice
it's not
and
too
Wolf?
Crazy. Oh yeah, dude.
You
great.
Said Steins Gate.
Did I say? Well, okay. To be fair, the English voice actor was the same guy. So
I was like, wait, Holo.
You know Holo? Why? It's because I was reading Steins Gate, but yeah, Spice and Wolf, Steins Holo Gate. Lawrence. That's what I'm gonna pick. There's probably better ones, but that's just off the top of my head. So.
Oh, dude, I got one. Fucking Legoshi and Haru from Beastars. Furry.
Oh, yeah. He would just destroy her. Like Gamagori and Mako.
Oh, that's actually, yeah, Kamigori Mako is actually.
That's like a headcanon one. That's not really in the show.
You never really technically see that they, yeah. But, like, it's kind of, like, implied. I don't know. Maybe it's not implied. But, yeah, dude. There you go. Fairy anime couple. I would also say, like, if I were to say any from a manga, dude, I would say fucking...
House Husband. There's a lot of them. I have not read that much manga.
Oh, I guess Tokyo Revengers is an anime now. I was going to say Takemichi and Hina. Or Undead and Unluck from Undead Unluck. Andy and Fuko or whatever. Yeah, that's a great couple. Anyway, let's move on to Waifu and Husbando. We picked Mitsuha and Taki from Your Name.
Because we technically picked the other two last week, didn't we?
Kinda, yeah, I think so, yeah, pretty much, yeah. And they are in Weathering With You for, like, a second. You do see them, so...
No, either way, it's funny, though.
Either way, it's funny, because Makoto shin pads.
Makoto shin splints.
Makoto shin
classic.
Splints. Dude, so, yeah, Weathering With You, let's review it. Nick, do you want to give a... Chinopsis, real quick, or a little
Okay, I had a hell of a time finding a good synopsis, first of all. So this is just like a plea to everybody on the internet. Please, write better synopsis. Write better fucking summaries, please. Also, I learned the difference between a synopsis and a summary while I was looking. Which I should probably know, being a podcaster. But anyway, I'm just going to kind of copy this one that I got from Grant Jones on Anime News Network. So here we go. So... Hodoka Morishima is a 16-year-old who has run away from home using a ferry to get to Tokyo. He lives in the streets looking for odd jobs while Tokyo experiences a constant state of pouring rain. One of his first nights there, a young girl, Hina Amano, takes pity on him while working at McDonald's and gives him a burger for free. Encouraged, they part ways, and Hodoka lands a job writing for a small tabloid. As time goes on, he eventually runs into Hina once again and discovers that she... she's being taken advantage of in kind of like a nightclub type setting, or she's about to be, and so he saves her from that, and eventually he discovers that she can pray to make the rain stop. She's one of the sunshine girls, like the fabled Japanese sunshine girl myth, and they set up a small business selling brief reprieves from the rain. But apparently, as they do that, this is more of a summary or a synopsis than a summary. Just realizing that. This power comes at a cost, because Hina begins to fade away. And furthermore, both Hodoka and Hina are being pursued by the police because he's a runaway and, racing his time and running from the law. Eventually Hina fades away completely and Hodoka must journey to the other world and bring her back. And then, 3 years pass and just like Your Name, they meet again at the end of the movie. So yeah, I mean that's the basic synopsis of it. There's a bunch of side characters in there too. The tabloid owner, that was his sister, right? Natsumi.
Who?
The girl with the boobies.
This is niece.
That's his niece?
That's Suga's niece, yeah.
Okay, whatever, close enough, whatever. Why did I say sister? Whatever. Yeah, those two are pretty fun characters. There's also like his daughter, Keisuke is the guy. And then you got a few other characters, but it's mostly like those main four in this movie, I would say. That's kind of the big ones. And yeah, I mean, you know, they're just kind of dealing with that. It's kind of a straightforward story. A little bit more so than Your Name, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Although very similar because it's Makoto Shinkai, so.
Yeah, I was kind of going into it, I was expecting it to be like, you know, because we joke about it often, like, oh yeah, it's going to be the same as all his other movies, which it kind of was. But like, I mean, I'm struggling because, like, at first when I watched it, I liked it better, and then over time, like, thinking about it from, like, last week, I'm trying to see if I still like it better, like, thinking about both films.
I'd have to rewatch Your Name again. I was going to, and I just didn't have time.
Oh, sure.
Actually, the only time I saw Your Name was we watched it on, like, one of those, like, crappy free streaming sites. It was, like, low quality and everything. Yeah, we literally watched, like, the Cam Rip or something.
No, we watched a stream of it. We didn't watch it, the Cam Rip. You're talking about when Cuoca and them were here, right?
Yeah.
No, we watched
it. It wasn't high quality. I know that. It was not HD.
No, it wasn't high quality, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so what was I going to say? It's not sticking to my memory as much because it's been like 3-4 years since I watched it. But, I mean, Weathering With You, I enjoyed for what it was. Mm-hmm. I know Danny liked it. She said she liked it better. So there you go. But you got to say that in Danny's voice, Sam. We gotta give Danny's opinion in Danny's voice.
I am not going to give Danny's opinion in Danny's voice.
I thought it was the best movie. I don't even know. Your Name God. Is overrated, and Quokus talked about it too much.
He did, though. Like,
that's
he
Danny's
really
voice.
Did. He really did. I mean, I think probably because, like, Weathering With You, I think I like it better because there's, like, more characters to kind of...
Name was two main characters. It was the two big ones.
There were some other characters in Your Name, but, like, not really. And in Weathering With You, you know, you have Hina and her little brother, and then you have, like, Suga and Natsume involved in shit, and then also the main guy, Hodaka. And I don't know, it just was way cooler. I kind of feel like it just was... I feel like it was a little bit more engaging, where, like, in Your Name, I kind of felt like when I was watching these two... It was just kind of like they're in their own little world and shit. It kind of, I think the
phenomenon. Oh, yeah, it was like Parent Trap. They're body swapping and stuff.
Yeah, which that part was.
I think Your Name had a little more comedy, didn't it?
Definitely did.
Early on it did. Like later on it was. I think Your Name is probably a better movie. Like I remember it being a little better, but like Weathering With You looks better. Weathering With You is like one of the best looking. Like animated movies I've seen.
Yeah,
for all the people, aesthetics.
Yeah, like for all the people who are like aesthetic whores and stuff. Like they
especially
love,
if you like water,
they would love the shit out of this. Like the you know the Japanese street corner with the vending machine and it's raining, or you know what I mean. Like you would love the shit out of this movie because it was very beautifully done. I mean the backgrounds. I don't remember who did the background.
Yeah, you have like vehicles and people moving, like the trains moving and stuff. It's like so well, and Makoto Shinkai does that with all of his movies. He always pays like a lot of attention to the backgrounds.
Yeah, Shingo.
Which, to
Kanai.
Be fair, in anime movies, that's they have more budget to do that. But his are like a cut above everything else too. They're like I would say like as far they're like almost on Ghibli level as far as like just shit going on in the background.
Yeah. Shingo Kanai did all the background art, it was the head of the background art, and he did,
Yeah, I mean, they probably wrote him a blank check to make Weathering With You after Your Name. They're like, fuck, just make us more money.
There you go. He did High School of the Dead, you know, he did a lot of Gundam stuff, which Gundam backgrounds, if you know Gundam backgrounds, they're fucking solid. And then, yeah, he did.
Actually, I think High School of the Dead had some pretty good backgrounds, too.
High School of the Dead had pretty solid B2.
I don't remember. I mean, for a TV anime, anyway.
He did a bunch of Beyblade backgrounds, I guess. And he was an art director and some Beyblade shit. But yeah, Shingo Kanai. I love them. I mean, I think they're constantly static moving, you know what I mean? Like, there's cars going by and shit. And yeah, it's very beautiful. And, like, I almost kind of wondered, like, I think Your Name also has that. But, like, I feel like Weathering With You paid attention to it just a little bit more. Obviously, like, I remember when after Your Name came out, like, a year after it came out, Makoto Shinkai was like, I gotta top it, right? Like, my next movie's gotta be, like, 20 times better or else it's not gonna be
good
at all.
Yeah, it's like, well, if you make the same thing, there's no way to possibly, like, match that.
Right.
Especially if it's the same thing. It's not exactly the same. It's a little bit different.
Obviously, it's a little bit different. Like, yeah, we joke all the time. But, like, I mean, it's not, in terms of like story and like how things, the pacing and how things go down, it's kind of the same.
I would say Weathering With You is, it's like more of a popcorn movie. It's like easier to watch than Your Name. It's, you don't have to be in like the right mood necessarily, but I think Your Name is like, has like a much better chance of like sticking with you. You know what I mean?
You think Your Name has a better chance of sticking? Is what you said?
Yeah. Well, it was the highest grossing anime movie of all time. I don't know if Demon Slayer beat it or not.
I feel like that climax moment in Your Name was definitely a little bit more impactful than it was in this one.
Demon Slayer actually beat Your Name in the Mugen Train, which is funny because like Mugen Train, I would say, is more comparable to Weathering With You as far in terms of like story quality.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing too, because like Mugen Train had like build up, right? Because it takes place in it's like canon to the anime, so
yeah,
it's always it's like, it's hard to compare, but at the same time, it's like, I wonder if like, you know, Makoto Shinkai would comment on that. He'd be like,
Your Name is the prequel to Weathering With You, right?
I mean, hey, well, okay,
kinda.
You might be right, because that's how you get people hyped for your next film, right? Is if your last film was really good, which it was. It's secretly a trilogy. What's his next one? I don't even think he's really announced it.
I don't even know. So he did. Okay, he did.
I know people are.
He did Fukushima. That's Your Name. He did Climate Change with Weathering With You. Kinda. What's the third theme? iRobot or something? I don't know.
iRobot. Oh, it doesn't say. I thought he was doing something. I wonder. I guess you could say that's the same thing, right? Like, because he got people hyped for Weathering With You with Your Name, I guess. Not in the same way as if like it was a series, or maybe it was, I don't know. But like, I don't know. Like I said though, I felt like even though the climax scene in Your Name might have been more impactful, maybe, but the climax scene in Weathering With You involved like other people, and it was kind of cool in that way. You know, like when they got him in the building and he's like trying to get up to the rooftop, the main character Hodaka is trying to get to the rooftop or whatever. And then I think there's something about like, I don't know, kind of like that the scene where they're falling, right? From the sky or whatever the fuck. Yeah. I almost kind of feel like Makoto Shinkai was like, you know, sky and water shit is really aesthetically pleasing, so let's make a really cool sky scene. He just like, you know, there could have been
they gotta make it cinematic, you know?
Right.
I guess he kind of does this with all of his movies, where like they all have a current events bend to them. Because I think, what was it, Voices of a Distant Star, they had like cell phones. It's just like, oh, people are getting cell phones now.
people are getting cell phones.
I forgot. He had a bunch of other ones. What was the one where they were 5 centimeters per second?
Yeah.
What was the main theme of that one? I mean, they're all the same theme, but it's like two star-crossed lovers separated by time and space. Every movie. I don't remember the exact. That one had like a train. I think it was like travel. I'd have to rewatch that one. But anyway, and then so Weathering With You is like climate change, and he's talking about that, but he does it in kind of like a weird way, where it's like they're not quite, they're almost saying like, oh, it's just the earth doing its own thing, and they don't like mention that humans cause it or anything, but at the same time they can fix it, but at the same time it's like they're all screwed. So like,
yeah, and Weathering With You,
it's kind of a
like
little
a,
bit muddled there
in Weathering With You was like a natural phenomenon.
They're like, it's just Earth returning to its natural state. There's nothing we can do. We're fucked.
Like, because clouds can hold, you know, they hold rain and shit, right? So there's,
yeah, they were saying like the sky was the other sea.
There's a whole ecosystem in the clouds because there's a shit ton of water up there or some shit.
It kind of is, sort of. I mean, not really, but...
But, like, fish live in there and shit? Like, imagine getting sushi from the sky.
Dude, that'd be sick.
That'd be sick, dude.
You know we'd fucking overfish that. We'd just be throwing nets into the sky.
Yeah. Damn it, dude. It's not high enough. Like,
we'd have, like, drones carrying nets. That'd be sick, bro.
Oh my God. Just dropping from above, like...
Fucking killing all them fish.
And then birds, like, constantly break our drones, so we have to, like, buy new ones all the time. Shit! That'd be funny, dude. I think, even though, after talking about it, I don't know, I think I like Weathering with You a little better. Because I like the characters better. Whereas in Your Name, it would have been cool if they worked the whole switching places thing in with the in a little more, which I feel like they only did in the beginning. And like,
yeah, I'd have to rewatch it again.
In Weathering with You, because like it seemed like not engaging enough, because like there's a big chunk in the middle of Your Name where the two main bitches, Taki and Mitsuha, are not. They're not talking to each other, right? Because, like, everything's back to normal or some shit. And it kind of just felt a little disjointed a little bit. But, like, I know it's because that part is, like, where he's figuring out everything, right? We're talking.
Yeah, aren't they trying to, like, solve the mystery and they feel like there's something missing or something?
Yeah, and it turns out that, people died, like, 2 years prior or some shit. And Weathering with You, like, the hotel scene was really cute or whatever. But, like, here's another thing, too, that I don't like. And I don't remember how old they were in Your Name, but, like, why has it got to be, like, two kids again? You know what I mean? Like, it's just
Yeah, it's
like,
always, like, teenagers. Can't they just be an adult? I mean, yeah. At the end, they were adults.
Well, I mean, even Taki and Mitsuha were 17. You know, that's pretty good. But, like, these kids were 15 and 16, I think. You know? I just was like, I don't know. I feel like you could have told the same story with them not being... It's like, what's the point of making them? I think maybe he meant.
McCarter, well, then you'd have to change like the runaway aspect, because like he was a kid that ran away from his parents.
Oh, that's true.
You'd have to change that story element a little bit.
Which, like, I don't remember if they said.
You could just say
he
that
ran,
he committed
right?
a crime and they were chasing him for a crime. I don't know, but.
Well, that's true, right? Because that was part of his crime when
he
got charged.
He found a gun.
Yeah.
He just found a gun. I don't know.
But they didn't charge him as an adult or whatever, so it was kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I think, like, Your Name was, so it was like the Fukushima disaster from, I think, 2011, right?
Sure.
Where they had, like, the crazy, was it like a tsunami? And, like, was it the nuclear meltdown then, too?
Yeah. Or was it an earthquake?
Oh, earthquake. It's a nuclear disaster. I'm pretty sure it was 2011. Yeah, 2011, and then it caused like a nuclear plant, major damage, and like they had like 10,000 people die from it or something. I don't know if that's the right number, but it was a lot. Anyway, so like that was the Your Name thing, and like that, I think that also like was a bigger deal. That's like a singular event, and it's like easier for people to grasp that, especially in Japan. Like they could understand. It's like, okay, climate change is like a big long-term thing, and like our stupid human brains can't comprehend it. We're too stupid and primitive for that.
Right.
Like the bigger something is, the harder it is for us to like care about it. It's kind of it's kind of screwed up.
It's like backwards, right? The bigger something is, the more we should care about it. But it's like, yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why it's like, so Your Name was like much easier to relate to. Because, you know, it's just these two characters trying to find each other through the disaster. And Weathering with You is, like, kind of like a... And it's part of, like, you know, it's part of, like, the movie not fully tying everything together as neatly as Your Name did in Weathering with You. Like why was... So was the girl... What's her name? Hina. Was she actually... like causing the sunshine, or was that just like dumb luck? But like,
no,
they had 100% success rate. So she was the shrine person, but also like Was she actually able to save Tokyo if she didn't, you know, if she didn't disappear? Like, would she have been able to save it? Maybe not by herself. Because it flooded in, like, 3 years. That's like... she could only pray, like, tiny, tiny spots at a time.
Yeah, because the problem is like, there's part of that mythos or whatever, the legend or urban legend of whatever it is they're talking about, is, like, somebody gets, like, blessed with, like, the thing, but it rains all the time. And then you're supposed to sacrifice that person as a human sacrifice to get it to stop. So, like, you know, a lot of the time in the movie, it's fucking raining just all the time. And, you know, until she, whatever. It's not raining endlessly. Like, obviously, there are times where it doesn't rain. But, like, you know, it rains often, just way too often. And...
No, it, like, literally rains every day.
Yeah, or day, yeah. But, like, because of her existence, it's going to rain all the time. And so she needs to sacrifice herself in order for it to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of like the phenomenon in this one that's keeping her and Hodaka apart. But I think...
She's, like, overusing the power, so it, like... It's
going to turn her into water, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
And so I think she's supposed to, like, bless people with the sunshine, and then after she uses up her body and turns back into water, then it will just bless somebody else with the power until they realize that they have to be, like... Because, like, she was using the sunshine for financial gain, or her and Hodaka were it, right? It was kind of... I guess you can kind of call that greed or whatever. But in
order
for it...
bank, bro.
But in order for it to really stop, she has to sacrifice herself to the weather and be selfless to make it go back to normal. So there's kind of a theme right there, right? That's a little bit of greed. A little bit of greed, a little bit of weed.
It just wasn't as emotional as Your Name, though. I don't think it was.
No,
I would say it's easier to watch it, though, like I was saying earlier. Like, this movie, you just pop it in, you know? No problem.
Honestly, I was able to, like, because I put it on my second screen and I was doing other stuff while watching it. I mean, I didn't miss a thing. You know?
That's a good thing and a bad thing.
It's a good thing and a bad thing, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, it was pretty engaging.
Your Name, you're like a puddle at the end.
Yeah, Your Name, I was like, ah! I mean,
if you're somebody who cries, not me, of course.
Yeah, not Nick, of course, obviously. But, like, I agree with you. I think overall, though, I just like Your Name, or not Your Name, but I like Weathering With You just a tad better, just because of the aesthetics. It's a little bit more engaging. It's a little bit more beautiful. Obviously, it's a newer film. You know, Your Name was 2016. This one was 2019, whatever. But, I mean, I don't necessarily think that he topped Your Name with this one, though. I will say that.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, that's why it's funny. It's like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't think he can. When he was saying that, he's like, I need absolutely.
Especially if it's the same types of themes. Like, now, if he goes another direction, he can.
Like, why not?
But he'd have to, like, figure that out.
I don't know. Why not make
Makoto Shinkai? We're not talking about the character, but.
Yeah, no, Makoto Shinkai, yeah. Why? I just don't understand. Does he know that that's, like, a criticism of his? Like, does he know that that people criticize
him? He's
got to
know. But he's like, he's probably just like, fuck it. That's what I'm good at. I'm going to keep doing it.
I mean, hey, like, don't fix it if it ain't broke. But at the same time, like I will say, like, the voice actors involved get better. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, over his films, obviously. In Your Name, you know, he had, hold on a second. I recognize a few names from Your Name. Who are the dub in Your Name? I don't even know who the dubs are. But some of these dub... Oh, Kyle Herbert. Some of these dub actors were in Weathering With You, too. But,
Stephanie Shea. She's in everything. She was one of the Sailor Moons, I think.
Oh, was she?
Pretty sure.
But, like, Ryunosuke Kamiki, you know, he's an actor. He doesn't do voices that much. But he was in Summer Wars, Arrietty, Mary and the Witch's Flower. Shin Oguri, one of my favorite Japanese actors. He was Keisuke in Weathering With You. I love Shin Oguri. And Kotaro Daigo was Hodaka. I think that's kind of true. Maybe you're right. Maybe he just does it because he knows he's good at it. And he's like, I know I can get the right voice actors. I know I can get the shit for it. I can just make it look really beautiful.
People, I mean, he makes some money, so they're like, all right, here's a check. Go do your thing. Make us money.
Right. So the budget was 1.2 billion yen, which is about $10 million.
That's so cheap for a movie, though.
Almost 11 million U.S. dollars.
Like, Hollywood movies are 10, 20 times that,
yeah,
depending on the movie. Not all, yeah, but some of them.
And it made 193.4 million. So
actually,
made,
like, the Marvel movies, I'm pretty sure were like 300 million or something.
Yeah, they're expensive, dude. It doesn't say the budget for Your Name, but it made 41.44 billion, which is about
400 almost, million for Endgame. I'm just looking it up now. I was curious.
That's the budget for Endgame?
Yeah. It's so ridiculous. Oh my god.
Well, CG plus all the actors plus...
Yeah, they had all the actors. Yeah, yeah.
So probably the only parts where they were saving money was the set. You know, they didn't have to fly to different parts. They just did it all in studio.
And with animation, they just don't pay their workers. It's fine.
Yeah.
God. It's so fucked up. Like,
it is. It is really messed up. We could probably do a whole ep on it.
There's like, what was it? I don't know if that was true. Was that true that like one of the animators for the Chainsaw Man preview got like $2 or whatever? I don't know if that.
No, he got 480 yen per cut.
Okay, per cut. Okay, that's still not
enough.
But
the average per cut is like way more than that. Yeah, it's
yeah.
It's so a lot of MAPPA animators are coming out going, yeah, dude, MAPPA sucks. Like,
well, that's what we were saying, because like MAPPA's doing everything, and like maybe that's something to do with the pandemic. But I think they were doing a lot even in like 2019, they were doing a lot.
Well, yeah, they were doing, I mean, I don't know.
Because I think they were an offshoot from, I think, Madhouse. And Madhouse, like, turned to shit a while ago. Like, they used to be really good in, like, the 2000s. And, like, maybe part of the 2010s. And then they kind of, like, that's what happens. Like, all these new studios, it's just, like, you have, like, some of the big names from the old studio just branch off. Like, obviously, Trigger used to be Gainax. Like, a lot of those big names. And I think even some people split off from Trigger. I don't know the full branching of everything, but anyway.
Yeah.
Shit all the way down.
Yeah, we can.
It's because, like, Japan has, like, this stupid thing where, like, I'd have to research more of it, but it's, like, apparently they, with, like, anything they make or do, there's just, like, a bunch of extra steps, and, like, everybody needs to get, like, 1 cent or whatever, or, like, they just have, like, a bunch of, like, inefficiency and, like, extra people that don't need to be there. You know, I don't know if that's... I'm just talking in generalities, but I don't know. Like, the production committees are the big problem with anime. That's why the animators don't get paid much, because the production committees just suck up everything.
Right.
And I'm still saying it's all money laundering somehow. Somehow there's money laundering.
Dude,
that is wild speculation. That is not based on anything. That's wild speculation.
Yeah, it's Nick. Dude, I could get a whole solo cast on anime industry conspiracy theories, Nick.
Yeah,
Nick.
We'll play like the Unsolved Mysteries theme or something.
Yeah, just Nickspiracy theories. I get a whole solo cast on all that, dude. Yeah, I... sidebar. But like, you
so
know,
it's
like,
yeah,
like,
so Weathering With You, look how good it looks. It only costs $10 million. That's nothing.
Right.
I think the average like TV anime costs like $2 million, something like that. It's like a longer runtime, but still.
Right. I'm curious to like, because we don't get a lot of like. I wonder like what the average, because like the average American animated film nowadays is like a CG film. Like they don't do.
Yeah, it's like Pixar mostly.
We don't do 2D shit anymore. Yeah, it's like DreamWorks. Pixar.
I mean,
know.
they do a good job.
They do. Yeah, they do. I saw the second trailer, or the trailer for the second movie for Sing 2, and it looks really good. But I almost wonder what the budget is compared to, like, you know, movies like Your Name and Weathering With You or Children of the Sea or whatever the fuck it is. Which is another one we need to review. But yeah, I that's a whole, we could do a whole fucking episode on how that. I think I just need to do more research, and I think now some of that
information.
Yeah,
just gotta plan ahead.
Some of that information is now more readily available because of all the animators coming out and going, yeah, dude, shit sucks, you know? But that being said, I think I like Weathering With You just a tad more. And I would say even this is even a movie you could show to anyone, whether they like anime or not. And I think that's always a good quality to have, you know, because it's just a really fun watch. And, you know, I would even show it to, you know, show it to your partner who's not into anime, or your parents or whoever. Or if somebody says, hey, I want to get into anime, just be like, oh, dude, this is one. I know when I was hanging out with Hey King, this is one of the ones I really liked because they are big fans of Radwimps, which they did the music again.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
A gentle Radwimps song plays in the background.
yeah. Radwimps. Radwimps. Which you had heard at the beginning of this review. You heard the first song you hear. But yeah, I dig it. I think the soundtrack was very nice. It was perfect. Everything was kind of a nice, neat little package of a movie. And it was fine. It was really good, I think. So, I don't know, Nick, any final thoughts before we score?
Climate change is fake news.
God damn it, dude.
I got a snowball in my hand right here.
I got a snowball in my hand right here. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, I liked the movie. It was good. I had a really easy time watching it, like you were saying. So I think I like Your Name better, though. I mean, even with the Quokka thing, like, making me not like it as much because he kept talking about it.
yeah.
Yeah. But, like, Weathering With You, yeah, you should definitely go check it out. I think everybody should check it out. It's probably not going to be anybody's, like, top favorite anime movie ever. But
right,
I think
right.
It is one of the best-looking anime movies
sure.
that's come out.
Sure.
Like, okay. it's different looking. It's, like, a different style, but it's, like, it's as good-looking as Red Line, I think.
I think Red Line is, I don't know.
In a different way.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. I was going to say I think Red Line's better, but then I thought about it, and I was like, no,
Redline's doing a bunch of crazy shit. So
yeah, Redline. I probably was only gonna say that because Redline's more my style. It's like that.
Oh yeah, I like Redline. I like Redline better, yeah. Definitely. But like
yeah,
and that one had like no story.
yeah, yeah, dude. God, Redline. We gotta watch that movie again. What do you score it?
I gave it a 7. A Nick 7.
Nick 7.
So like I think like a B.
I'm actually
do you want to do letter grades?
Should we start doing letter grades?
I feel like that makes more, or like tiers, I guess. We could do like with an S tier at the top.
Yeah.
Does that make more sense? Audience can weigh in. We could ask.
Yeah,
people.
Because you know what? We haven't really redone.
We could do that for this
episode
and then see if people like it or not.
Okay. I give it.
Because everybody's numbers are just like, nobody understands what's a number. They're
what's
like,
a number?
Seven. That's horrible. That's an F.
Seven. Yeah, dude. I'm going to go with Nick on this one and give it the young Nick 7.
I would give it a solid B.
I would give it the young BZ for sure. Just because, like.
And then Your Name, I'd give a solid A.
Yeah. I still like Weathering With You better, but it's if the story was, you know, the story is not like some super amazing, crazy thing, you know, but it's still good. It's still fine. You know what I mean? And it's easy to watch. Looks really good. Backgrounds to the animation, background to the foreground. Left to right, front to back, pee to poop, poop to pee, is what I say.
Yes.
That's my motto. That's what I say.
Did you have any favorite parts, I guess, before we end up?
Ooh.
Or, like, maybe favorite couple of parts if you can't pick one?
I mean, honestly, okay, so I like two. I like, off the top of my head, the montage of, like, Hodaka getting settled into the job, you know? I like that just because it's really quirky and cute, you know? It kind of is.
Makoto Shinkai likes doing montages.
It's kind of like his chance to be like, here's an aesthetically pleasing Japanese montage of Tokyo and whatever. And then I like the ending, the build up into the climax. I like that whole section because I like the part where they kind of corner him in the building and then.
Oh, he jumps through the shrine.
Yeah, and then. You know, Keisuke is like, dude, just like turn yourself in, right? And then the cops are like pointing the guns at him. He's like, dude, he's just a kid, right? And then they help him out and get him to the roof, and it's really cool. You know, anything for love, yo. Anything for love. That's what I'm talking about.
He's got to get.
I'm trying to fuck.
He's got it. Yeah, he's. Dude, I remember in Discord, you're like, I'm trying to head a sex, and I'm like, that cat about to head you.
Yeah.
It was like a huge puma.
Yeah, someone posted a video of like a panther or something.
Yeah,
it was
like something like that. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, dude, let me head a cat. And Nick was like, that cat better head you. I was like, I'm fully prepared to die hugging a panther. Fuck you. Dude, that's why you should join the Discord because it's fucking funny. We just fuck around.
Oh, we got great emojis too.
Nick is the emoji proprietor. He only lets in gold. But yeah.
Like gold.
I give it the young Nick 7. The young B. The young Nick B. Yum and B. That's
yeah, my favorite parts. I like the part where the older, what's her name?
Hina?
Natsumi.
Oh, Natsumi.
She kind of like breaks the fourth wall and she's like, you were looking at my boobs, weren't you?
Yeah.
So she was kind of the comic relief a little bit.
She was good comic relief, too. Yeah, she's pretty good.
I think she might have been my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
And then the part where Hina is, like, on the helipad and prays and, like, the sun, like, lights up, like, half the frickin' city.
Yeah, it's because, like, the higher she
got. For the fireworks, right? That was the fireworks part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, like, the animation in that section was awesome.
That was solid. That was solid.
That scene kind of sticks in my brain a little bit.
It was this big festival, right? And it was like, we need clear skies for this. And she's like, well, I need to be up here. It was like this big televised event. They were all wearing fancy clothes and shit. Yeah, it was crazy. That scene was, woo!
Yeah, and then like you were saying, the climax and everything, that was cool too. When they're like falling through the sky and all that.
Yep.
All that shit. All that cool stuff.
Yep. Hell yeah. All right. That's what's up. Let us know what you thought of Weathering With You. Tell me if you think that me and Nick's opinions are trash. And if you do, 7-day ban from the Discord. No, I'm just kidding. But like, hey, you should watch Weathering With You and then let us know what you thought of it. And also, I will see you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time or 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/AnimeSummit. Build some gunpla with me. Dude, I ordered some more supplies. I'm getting back into this hobby a little too hard. I ordered panel line paint. I went to a hobby store today and got some more Tamiya paints. I got another nipper. Edge. Solid edge cutter.
Is that
nipper.
To paint the nipples?
Just to paint that. I'm going to paint nipples on Gundam Death Side. Just tig bitties.
What shade of nipple? Are you going darker shade?
What maybe shade of pink, nipple?
Maybe a pink nipple?
Dude, I'm gonna go to the hobby store and just be like, hey, where's the section of paints where you have all your nipple shades?
I think it's funny how like everybody has different colored nipples. You think that humans would all have like the same color nipple, you know what I mean? Dude, that shit's wild. Shout out to Ghost Nips.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man? God. Anyway. Dude. Yeah, thank you so much for listening every week. I really appreciate it. Happy 6 years. We'll be back next week for our spring review. Be there or be square. And again, I have been Sam. That has been Nick. And this has been the Anime Summit Podcast. Danny wasn't here because she sucks. Booyah, shaka.
My name's Danny, and I only like fruit basket.
Dude. Hey, fruit basket is sick. Shut up.
Yeah. Hey, look, I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to trash it until I watch it. Getting my jabs in.